I'm Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here you are, one more day. One more day. Good for you, stepping up, following through with your daily discipline, your new ritual of listening to me, listening to this podcast, thinking about your life, thinking about what you're thinking about every single day, the actions that you're taking every single day, that the plan is that it's in one way, shape, or form, it's getting you one step closer to those big plans, those goals, those achievements that you want, those feelings, those experiences. And you're building upon that. You're coming up with this vision that includes your identity, who you are, what you're all about, the legacy that you want to leave this world with. I mean, the accumulation of all your thoughts, actions, goals, plans for decades, right? If you can get clear on this big vision, who you are, what you're all about, what you have to offer this world, the value, all the things you want to accomplish, and all the reasons why, this big all-encompassing vision for your life. And then, stepping backwards, the plans, the goals, achievements, the experiences, they get put into perspective. You're willing to go through the day-to-day challenges and overcome them. The mountains, so to speak, things that you used to think were huge challenges. How the hell am I going to get through all of this? How can I figure this out? They become the proverbial molehills because you see, man, if I'm having trouble with these little things, if I'm stressing out these little things that I've done before and I can do again, there's no way I can get to that big vision. It puts things into perspective. You just become this mental stud. And that's what this coaching is all about. It's all about mental conditioning. Day by day, you and I, two buddies, two bros, just talking about things that the regular guys, the regular people, they don't think about. They just go through life without much thought, just hoping for the best. Maybe if they are lucky, they worry about getting through the day or what's right in front of them. Right? We make sure what we're doing is all leading to a big, gigantic results. We are results driven. We don't just check off lists and get through the day, some to-do list that gets us through the day. We make sure everything's aligned to that, the results, not the process. And it takes time to think about that. And we have to constantly, we can't set it and forget it. We have to constantly reevaluate that every single day to make sure our actions are leading to where we really want to go. I'll tell you, it is a lot of what I do, a lot of what gets me up early in the morning is part of my vision is to help you get clear. I know how this mental conditioning, this motivation, these strategies have helped me. And I also know I could have done a better job of executing. I was very fortunate. I created the opportunities to get around mentors, whether it was through, audio tapes way back in the day, videos, MP3s, whatever it took, books, a lot of books, then going to live seminars, then doing one-on-one coaching much later on in the process. When I realized, man, all this stuff made me feel good, I was able to understand why other people did the things that they did. I had this really clear understanding. I had this desire to help people way back when because I attained all this knowledge and insight of human behavior and drive and motivation. I wasn't able to always apply it to the depth that I wanted to in my own life. So later on in the process, I got smart and I got one-on-one coaching. I mean, that cut through a lot of all the confusion. There's this saying that says that information can go around the world in a split second, but it could take months, years to make it through that last inch through your own skull. Sometimes I think that's the way it was for me. And it wasn't like these books and mentors and videos and seminars that I went to, it wasn't like they weren't talking about things that I could apply to my life. I want to believe that I applied a lot of things to my life. I mean, you're probably listening to me right now, unless you just randomly came across the morethanjustmuscles.com network on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. The reason why you're listening to me right here, right now, is because of something I created. Maybe it was the Manformation, the Mindset and Actions of a Powerful Alpha Male Leader audio seminar course that's helped so many men just like you all over the world. Maybe it's my contributions to the bodybuilding and fitness world on my way to becoming a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. So it seems like, you know, all this information, it helped me accomplish, achieve a lot of things. That's why you're listening to me right now. That's why I've earned a certain amount of credibility, or at least interest, while you're listening to this podcast. That's what got you here. And now my job is to step up, deliver, and provide some value, right? So you can see how, who cares about me, how this helps you. So you may be thinking, what are you talking about, Skip? That stuff may have helped you, or you were just born gifted. I was not born gifted, right? I tell you, I was always driven. I had a lot of curiosity, and I had a lot of challenges, you know, measuring up, stepping up. And my way of feeling good about myself, building self-confidence, was always achieving things. And so I was always on that path, and this type of mental toughness conditioning, as I call it, or motivation, as a lot of other people call it, definitely helpful. When I wanted to achieve things, I was going to achieve this. I was going to be great in sports. I was going to do this. I was going to do that. And that was going to make me feel good. And so all this motivation, this general motivation talk, was very helpful to help me achieve, achieve, achieve. So yes, it was very helpful. I know that me talking in this sense, just by making you think about your life, just by asking questions, right, it can only help you. Right, and it definitely helped me. But when I cut through all the mustard and the confusion, I really realized how things apply to me, my specific challenges, much later in the process, through that one-on-one coaching. That's when things took off. You know, also the challenge is there are so many things that I learned about my specific challenges that I even had coaches and mentors. I took the time, I made the investment of my time, energy, my financial resources to get that one-on-one coaching. Still took some time for things to actually, you know, settle in. So there was that lag time. So glad that I did do that. It's allowed me to be here with you right now, creating this value for you, doing it with some extreme enthusiasm and passion. I love this role as your coach or mentor, just your buddy talking about your life, how you can get more of it. All right? I love stepping up and saying to you, I will not let you down. I'm going to be here on this Morning Connection podcast at this time, 6 days a week. And if you already know me, I'm doing podcasts 8 times a week, right? So in addition to these 6 Morning Connection podcasts, I do one with my wife on Saturdays a little later on in the morning, or More Than Just Muscles podcast. And then I use my 25 plus years of bodybuilding and training experience as a coach, a teacher, an expert in that area to help men all over the world build more muscle, lose body fat, organize that whole process into the day. I do that on Wednesdays, and you can check that out at massmachinecoaching.com, massmachinecoaching.com. That'll take you right over to that network. So I will not let you down. That's what I say. That gets me more, even more accountable. It makes me step up. It makes me live up to that identity, that vision that I talked to you about. So again, the stepping up, the one-on-one coaching, that's what made all the difference. And, you know, Sundays are a big day for my one-on-one coaching that I do with my clients all over the world. And I have at least 4 gentlemen that are 23 to 25 years old. And I'm talking to these guys, and man, I just love that role. Part of it is that I don't want these guys to go through even a fraction of the pain that I went through on my way through life. By not understanding certain things, learning the things that I've learned. And then I said to myself, even though I learned from some masters, some great peak performance coaches, people who knew what they were talking about, no doubt about it. You know, I look back and I say, well, how can I even teach this better? You know, I love doing this. I love creating change. I love thinking about this stuff because the more I talk about it, the more I help other people. To teach is to learn twice. I talk about that with you, whatever you want to master. Maybe it's something at your job. Maybe it's with relationships, something you love, you're great at, and you want to take to even a higher level. You want to, you're passionate, and you want to get on that path to being an expert, to contribute to the world towards total mastery. And I encourage you to step up right now, become a leader, because again, to teach is to learn twice. You get years and years of doing that. You can't help but become a master. More importantly, you have to live up to your words. You have to live up to your words. If you're talking about it all the time, if you're noticing it in other people, if you're noticing it in yourself, you can't get up every morning with conviction if you don't have the conviction for yourself, right? So I'm doing this for you, and I'm doing this for me. And I totally love doing it. And I talk to these young men, 23 to 25, and creating the shifts that they need. And, you know, a lot of the conversation is about relationships, about women. And I'll tell you, relationships are complex at times, especially if you've had some challenges. Maybe you didn't have the right role models growing up, and then you, as a teenager, you had some challenges. Maybe you're just a young guy. And so a lot of the conversations come up with relationships, and that's where I really like to help out these guys. And not that at 23 years old or 25 years old, are you supposed to know something so complex? You're going to have to go through the trial and error. You're going to have to live life. It wouldn't be fair if a 23-year-old knew all about women and relationships and the complexity that goes along with that and how that can either propel you forward or take you back. You know, it wouldn't be fair if a 23-year-old had that all down, would it? And so knowing that, that's why I love to add in, give them, empower them, take control of that situation. Also realize how important that is. And again, a lot of things that I'm talking about, I love to share the mistakes that I've made and how I worked my way up into managing certain areas of my life. There's nothing that's more exciting for me when I can prevent someone who is just as focused as I was. I go back to when I was 23, 25 years old. If I would have made the opportunity like these very intelligent young men for making those decisions, man, life would have been so much easier. If I had someone just to speak to me. So in my head, I had all this confusion or thinking I knew how the world worked, had somebody to talk to who, when I got a conversation, it was just about me, not the normal back and forth conversation where, you know, the other person really is just waiting for you to finish talking, right? You know, and really not listening and certainly not skilled to help me. Man, if I had that along the way, it could have just made life so much easier. And I love doing that for the men who step up and get that one-on-one coaching with me. I know that I'm saving them through a lot of pain. Now, I talk about that group because I just know the subtle changes in their mindset and how that affects actions. Actually, a lot of the actions that they won't take, right? I talked about relationships, for example. You know, you get in that bad habit, you don't understand how it works. You need a different perspective. And you have, you know, from your late teens, maybe in your early 20s, you don't know yourself. You don't know how you're presenting yourself in a relationship. You make bad choices. And then you make a couple, three, four, five bad choices, and you start making these general beliefs about women, about relationships. And then you just start accepting that's the way it is. Relationships are crazy, chaotic. They negatively affect your relationship, your overall quality of life, your focus to achieve your goals and your dreams. If you accept that to be true, then you have to make a decision. Then that you're either going to have one and then you have low standards of what to expect, and then it does. You have a destructive, in a lot of ways, relationship, average at best, and then it affects your goals, your dreams, your visions. Then when you break up with that girl, you think, man, look at all that time I wasted. Look how this relationship took me off my path, right? And then you have, you know, that regret of that time wasted. And before you know it, you're in another relationship, starts off great. You're all excited. You're seeing it giving you more motivation to reach your goals. Then before you know it, you're back in that same pattern. You do that over and over again. I hope for your sake that doesn't ring too much of a bell or sound too familiar. If it does, that's a very common thing. So it's those shifts that they're making just in their perspective. I can see them just immediately changing. It takes something that's out of their control. It gives them that control and that power where they can start making the right decisions. You know, I talk about this one-on-one coaching. I talk about man formation. What's that all about? Man formation. You know, it started with my own journey, all these things that I talked about, how I went from where I was, a guy looking to have the best experiences in life and achievements and accomplishments, didn't really know how to get it, finding my path. But then when I really kicked it into overdrive, I worked on becoming the complete package. And then, you know, studying it so much, all those years of being involved in personal development, all the seminars, understanding people, how I formed it into situations that primarily are about the male journey to becoming that man he really wants to be. Now, I have women who are listening to this podcast. I understand that. And let me just say something really quickly. Women can greatly benefit from man formation in many ways, their own personal development, their woman formation, the challenges of life, the obstacles, the limiting beliefs that get in our way, and the strategies to overcome them. It's universal. For men, for women, young, old, doesn't matter. The thing is, my style and where I think I can add the most value is I'm going through this world as a man from a different perspective. So, you know, what I do is I just try to come through clearly, talking the bro-to-bro language, right? I just feel I'm a better communicator. That's just my style. That's just my niche. And it's hit a home run with a lot of men. Now, a lot of women love to hear things from a man's perspective, that journey, men figuring out the challenges that they go through, so they can relate more to a man in his journey, not just see it from a woman's perspective. They get the chance to step into a man's world and a man's perspective, because just like many men, whether they want to admit it or not, that love, that connection, that relationship that's trustworthy and solid and predictable, with passion and love and all those things, is something that men really want and women really want. So when women can look at the male experience from a male perspective, they found the Man Formation program extremely helpful too. I've talked about this many times on the podcast. I posted it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page, about these free 25-minute man formation strategy sessions that I'm going to be doing. As you know, in addition to doing the 8 podcasts a week, I own and operate Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective sports nutrition and bodybuilding supplement line. It takes a lot of my time and effort. You know how much my family means to me and the time that I spend with them. So I'm doing a lot of things from very early in the morning to late at night. And part of that vision, part of the thing that I do to create so much value that I talk so much about, is part of it is helping people just like you, men like you, take your lives to the next level. And so I've been talking about giving out 20 free, 25-minute man formation one-on-one strategy sessions, man formation strategy sessions, you and I talking, getting clear. It's something we talk about, getting very clear on those results, that purpose for your life, that vision, those goals, those plans, getting really clear on what they are, right? Going through the process, asking you questions in a very skilled manner. And then there are already obstacles that you know that you have in front of you. you need a series of strategies to break through those obstacles that you know that you have. In addition, you know a shift in a mindset will help you break through it. And those are the obstacles that you know that are in front of you. I can help you through those. Then there's all these limiting beliefs, these other obstacles that are very common among men just like you that you may not even realize. We can talk about those obstacles as well. Because, you know, you have these things that are working against you that challenge many men just like you, good men, hardworking men, ambitious men. You're going to have a very challenging time getting to where you want to go in an efficient manner without a lot of angst and confusion. There's a lot of obstacles that, man, I could tell you, I didn't realize that were very common amongst men. Sometimes just understanding that these obstacles are common among men just like me, it makes me just say, oh, okay, accept it. Hey, there's nothing wrong with me. That's very common. And then you just do what it takes to overcome them. So I'm going to talk with you about maybe some of those obstacles and limiting beliefs that you don't even know you have. Shift in a mindset, create some strategies for those. Then create a set of daily disciplines, a plan of attack where you can take action and even set up some accountability for yourself so you make sure you follow through, that this isn't just some big pump-up session or you're just talking to Skip about your problems. We create a plan of attack. You're going to leave this free 25-minute Manformation strategy session with a new you, renewed enthusiasm, new fire burning within you so you actually take action, right? The session itself is going to put you on the right path for your manformation. That's what I do. That's what I love doing. I love to work on my craft and skill. And, you know, selfishly, part of these 25-minute free manformation strategy sessions that I'm giving away with all the investment of time, with everything that I'm doing, is because of the popularity of the Manformation program, I'm putting together two things. I am putting together this mega Manformation course with so many more distinctions and strategies, next level. The next level strategies that are even more powerful. It's time for that with everything that I've learned and all the feedback that I have gotten from my one-on-one coaching students, those who have given me feedback on how Manformation has positively affected their life, and continuing to go through my Manformation. It's a never-ending process. You're always striving for more, and I know that's the type of man you are by listening to this podcast every single day. All right, and my one-on-one coaching students, they get to benefit from this mega Manformation distinctions and insight. And also I have this Manformation Mastermind group where I do weekly group coaching with 8 men. We're all together, go through this every single week for 52 weeks. So they are benefiting from these mega Manformation strategies as well. And so these 20 sessions that I'm giving away, it helps me more feedback, go to school, you know, learn more, ask questions, really listen to you. It's going to help me create a better product. And I think by listening to this podcast, you know how much this session with me, taking the time to do this for yourself, is going to help you. I think you already know that if you're listening to this podcast on a consistent basis, like I know you are. And so how do you get one of these sessions? Send me an email at session@manformation.com. That's session, S-E-S-S-I-O-N, session@manformation, manformation.com, session@manformation.com. Send you a little return email, show you where to go, show you where to download this questionnaire. Take the time to fill out this questionnaire because you're competing. That's one thing I teach in the Manformation program. For the best options in life, you're competing with men who are talented, as talented or more talented as you. They are just as ambitious. Maybe they're even more ambitious than you, right? You're competing with men all over the world for these spots. It's time to step up. You should go into every situation, everything you do, knowing that. So you put your best self forward and you present it on that questionnaire. All right, you're competing for 20 spots. Take that time, just the exercise itself. You should do this just for the exercise yourself, that you're a man who wants to take control of his life. You're looking for strategies and distinctions. You take advantage of opportunities that are presented to you when they become available. All right, so send that email to session@manformation.com. So here we are. It's the beginning of a new week. If you're listening to this podcast on the day that it is live, or maybe you are listening to it live, I know from your feedback, a lot of you are one day behind in your rotation, and that's fine too. It's the beginning of the week. What do you have planned for this week? One of the things, just checking in on a daily basis, is that I just get you to think. I don't even need to tell you what you should and shouldn't do. I just get to those things that are gnawing on you. You know you got to have goals. You know you got to plan out your week, all the things that I talk about. Sometimes it may feel uncomfortable that you have this so-called friend who makes you feel uncomfortable and address the things that you know you need to do for the greater good. Do you have this week planned out? Do you have goals for the week? Have you set up a deadline just because your self-imposed standards? Have you done that? It's the end of the month. Did you have goals for this month? And are you going to evaluate those goals that you set? Did you check them all throughout the month to see if you're getting closer? How was this month for you, this month of March? Do you even know? Did you even set those goals? Again, just asking you questions. This is stuff you know you need to do, and I'm going to be your coach and your friend to make sure. Let's do it this month. We've got April coming up. Set some goals. Put them in front of you. Put them in that same pad that you do your daily to-do list. You know, remember we talked about that? At the end of every day, you evaluate your day, what was great about it, the things that you did do to get, push you closer to your goals. And then that at night, you set up your day, you plan your day for the next day, the night before. You let that marinate while you're sleeping. The first thing you do when you get up is you scan what you're going to do, start you in that right direction, right? Those little simple daily disciplines that you know you should do. If you've done it, you know its power. Now it's just me and you just reminding ourselves to do that every single day because we know the power. Sometimes when you're in your own head, and I know that you don't have probably a lot of friends in your environment that say, hey, let's do our work list. Let's make sure we're results driven. Hey, are the things that we're doing really getting us to our results? You're not going to have those conversations. I understand that. That's what I'm here for. To go along with this particular part of your journey that's so important along with you. So I want you to evaluate your month. Look back, right? Look back at your month. What was great about it? What could you have done better? What are the things that you did that got you forward? Or maybe you realize that you did a lot of things that weren't moving you towards that vision or those results, and they're just part of the process. And with what you think about, maybe you didn't take the time to think about that at the beginning of the month. Here we are at the beginning of the week. Set some goals for this week, right? Set some goals for this next month along with all this process. Again, I know how challenging it is to budget in this time. It doesn't take a lot of time, and you know how powerful this will be for you. So let's do our daily disciplines as we end this Morning Connection podcast, our time together. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, accomplishment that you really want. That would take weeks or months or even years. Months or years, let's put it that way, of you stepping up in this manner to make it happen. What is that? Take 3 seconds right now. Is what you're doing right now, I know listening to this podcast is, but what you're doing right now, which answers this question throughout the day, is it helping you get the results that you really want in life? And once again, what are those results that you really want? Hey guys, thanks for checking in. Thanks for doing this for yourself. Thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.